trans anti-Christian video game attacking gender-critical tyrants released months before school attack. By Joshua Klein on March 29, 2023. A video game featuring a transgender hero who shoots down trans critics, including priests, in order to allow players to unleash their pent-up fury upon the gender-critical tyrants with an arsenal of deadly weapons was published by a trans game developer 2 months before Monday's Christian school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. Titled Turfenstein 3D, the game's name is a play on the pejorative term TERF or trans-exclusionary radical feminist. According to dictionary.com, it refers to an advocate of radical feminism who believes that a trans woman's gender identity is not legitimate and who is hostile to the inclusion of trans people and gender-diverse people in the feminist movement. The game is a spin-off of the classic Wolfenstein, the longest-running first-person shooter series, where an American Army captain protagonist battles off evil Nazis. However, in the Turfenstein version, Nazis are replaced with enemies such as religious clergy and transgenderism critics who are to be hunted and killed. A trailer for the game released in advance appears to show the main character gunning down unarmed priests. The game was released in mid-January this year by trans game developer Sandra Moen and is available on the Steam video game digital distribution service. According to the developer's description on the site, the game entails escaping a gender fascist concentration camp. Unleash your pent-up fury upon the gender-critical tyrants with an arsenal of deadly weapons and tactics and cathartic bliss, it reads. It further states. The game offers LGBTQI+, transgender, and feminist themes of gender-critical people and what a post-war apocalyptic world would look like if gender fascists won. In this dystopian world, fascists have killed and imprisoned all transgender and queer people, subjecting them to harsh conversion therapy, imprisonment, and death. You play as an escapee fleeing their detention center, while you exact your revenge. This game brings to light the very real transphobic violence many transgender people face for just existing, and draw a comparison between gender critics and Nazi Germany. It also claims that the ability to artistically express yourself is a proven way to heal trauma and possibly also move on. Only 9 days prior to the attack, Moen appeared delighted that the game was gaining positive momentum. How fun! Recent reviews have gone from mixed to mostly positive, Moen wrote alongside a smiley face. Want to contribute to the trans community by supporting a trans game developer? And kill fascist TERFs? Moen wrote last month. Try my game Turfenstein 3D. Later, Moen called the game a call to action, having previously explained that TERFs are not the only fascists you have to endure when you're transgender. The transgender movement has been accused of pushing hostile and apocalyptic rhetoric leading up to the deadly shooting of a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, which left 6 dead, including 3 9-year-old children. The shooter was later revealed to be Audrey Hale, who identified as transgender. Several notable tweets appear to show gun-toting transgender activists threatening critics. "If you transphobes do try to come for me, I'm taking a few of you with me," wrote one activist. In a now-deleted tweet, another transgender individual with an AR-15 and a handgun is pictured along with the words "Kill Christ Cucks," "Behead Christ Cucks," and "Crucify Filthy Christ Cucks," as well as "Slam Dunk a Christ Cuck Baby into a Trash Can." In one bizarre image, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan can be seen wearing a shirt that says "Protect Trans Kids" alongside an illustration of a knife. Last month, left-wing radicals called for a Trans Day of Vengeance in Washington, D.C., with the goal of stopping trans genocide by raising money for firearms. On Wednesday, Twitter restricted accounts of prominent conservative politicians, journalists, and activists that raised awareness over the Trans Day of Vengeance. Hale, who identified as a man, is the 4th transgender mass shooter in almost as many years. In 2018, Snakia Mosley, a man who identified as a woman, wounded 3 and killed 3 after opening fire at his place of employment in Aberdeen, Maryland. In 2019, a Colorado woman who identified as male shot up a school, killing 1 and wounding 8. Last year, a Colorado man accused of shooting up a gay nightclub, killing 5 and wounding 18, identified as transsexual. Noting the pattern, political columnist Benny Johnson concluded, "One thing is very clear, the modern trans movement is radicalizing activists into terrorists." Watch CCTV footage of Nashville school shooter Audrey Hale. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.